Last summer in New York City, at a rap battle in a club in the Village, a voice from the past came booming through.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment that all of you have been waiting for. So are you ready for Star Time?
That remixed announcement from an old James Brown show came from J Period. He's a DJ famous for these amazing remixes of classic musicians, basically musical documentaries that tell you a story about artists like James Brown. But this night, J Period was performing live with Tariq Trotter, better known as Black Thought of the Roots. As Black Thought rapped, J Period scratched turntables and played and looped samples, all from James Brown songs.
Look, if it's a rapper that can test me alive, James Brown and Elvis Presley alive. Look, I'm the best, I'm from SP and I know TMI like espionage. Look,
the live mixtape, James Brown Edition, is now available for download. Yesterday, I spoke with Black Thought from our studios in New York. So do I understand right? This was all done in one take?
Yeah. This was one take.
I should say one 35-minute take, because that's a longer
right.
than a typical take.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we do. You know, we come out, and we have a loose idea of where we want to go in the performance. And
So had you run through it before? What was this performance that we hear? Is this the only time you guys have performed this?
Yeah, this performance, we ran through it loosely right before we did it. Kind of backstage, which is what we do. Also, yeah, I mean, that's what makes our performances together fun and unique. It's something different than what I do when I'm with my band.
So how did you guys settle on the idea to do a James Brown mixtape?
This particular show took place on the eve of the release of the James Brown biopic, Get On Up.
And you were in that. You played Brown saxophonist Pee Wee Ellis, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was one of the actors in that film. It was a no-brainer. You know, as an MC, any excuse to kind of take it all the way back to the foundation of hip-hop, you know, these classic funk beats and breaks, which many of are James Brown derivative anyway. You know, I take advantage of that. So I don't really need that much of an excuse. If I'm able to rock over the music that kind of made me want to do what it is that I do in the first place, you know, it's like a heavy, the burden of how the performance is going to go. You know, having to be there in the moment mentally is like a weight lifted off my shoulders. And I know, you know, rocking over some of these breaks, there's kind of no way that I could go wrong. Break beats, period. Are you know, the soundtrack of my life and so many other artists like myself who came of age in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, at the same time that hip-hop was coming of age, so to speak. You know, we were familiar with lots of these records when they were just being played in the discotheques or, you know, music that we would hear our parents or older siblings play. And then it kind of became more ours. We began to take more ownership of it when we started not necessarily even sampling it, but when DJs began to just go back and forth on the funkiest part of the song, like the drum breaks, so that folks could dance, so that, you know, the MC could, I wouldn't even call it rap at that stage of the game, but just so that the MC had a space within which to kind of promote the DJ, so to speak. So had it not been for all those breaks, I wouldn't be where I am today, nor would the Roots.
This work, this mixtape that you guys put together, it's very political. I mean, not just the James Brown stuff that's in there. You also incorporate an excerpt from the Malcolm X classic speech, that the Ballot or the Bullet from 1964.
America, today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. And you don't have a revolution in which you're begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolutions overturn systems. Revolutions destroy systems.
You know, both J. Period and myself, I think we're, as artists, influenced by what's trending at the moment and where the past meets the present. It's just the state of affairs in the world and in this country at the time of that performance and ultimately now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just kind of spoke to us in a way that excerpts of those speeches felt like they took on a different sort of relevance, you know?
Do it! It's the elephant in the room, created by a collision of the sun and the moon. My sonogram is the image of a gun in the womb that's soon to be doper than her ride in a spoon. Astonishing, my future looking promising. My skin tone at a crystal clean onyxes. Thoughts make the beat break like the Amish's. Stroke of genius like Mickalene Thomas's. Hip-hopping, body rocking, doing it.
That's Tariq Trotter, a.k.a. Black Thought. Along with J. Period, he's behind the live mixtape, James Brown Edition, which is available for download at J. Period's website. And I would just recommend checking out everything at J. Period's website. It's amazing stuff. Tariq,
absolutely.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, New York City. Hope you had a good time. One more time, give it up for Black Thought, the legendary Roots.